Welcome to the Online Writing Insider, a podcast designed to give you an edge in the world of written online content. The Online Writing Insider is hosted by HubPages.com, an online writing community where everyday experts publish, share, and earn from their online articles. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Online Writing Insider. Today, Robin and I are going to be talking about something I'm really passionate and newly educated on.
Yeah.
And this is microformats.
So, Simone, what are microformats?
I know, they sound really weird, right?
They do.
Really kind tiny of a things. Little, really, really little articles.
Little tiny hubs.
Yeah. Well, you know, sort of, actually. So, let's do a little scenario, right? So, Robin, are you going to be making any kind of cool recipes in the future that you might be searching for?
Sure. I'm always making new recipes. So say I'm going to write a new recipe on my chili recipe.
Okay. Yep. And say you want to research other chili recipes before you do that.
Yes.
So you Google chili recipe.
Mm-hmm.
Then what you're going to see is a bunch of search results, just like you always do. But, whoa, something's a little bit different. So in addition to seeing some traditional search results, mm-hmm. which are just like a blue highlighted title,
yep.
and then some summary text below, mm-hmm. you're seeing some results that also have little thumbnail images and little star ratings. And then mm-hmm. right below the title, it'll say sometimes, you know, like 314 calories per yeah. serving, or cook time, 12 minutes, mm-hmm. yields, 3 bowls.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see all these little details, and you're able to learn a lot about that recipe just by looking at the search result, mm-hmm. which may make you more likely to click on it, right? Because
yep.
you see this picture of a chili.
Yeah.
It looks really good, like chili bowls.
I know, it's steam, real recipe.
And, yeah, and it's 5 stars rated yep. by 342 people.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get a little excerpt of the beginning. It looks really alluring. Yeah, you're totally more likely to click on that, right?
Sure.
And then also, so let's say that you're trying to write a vegetarian chili recipe,
mm-hmm.
or you you want to write one with using pork.
Mm-hmm.
So you will actually see that when you search for recipes in Google, an additional little tool comes into the sidebar
mm-hmm.
that allows you to filter the recipe results.
So cool.
I know, it's so cool. By ingredients you want to include, by maybe calorie restrictions,
mm-hmm.
like you only want something that's below 200 calories per serving, you can filter by that. So there are all these cool nuanced things that Google has added. And the reason why some of those results have those cool features is because they are microformat friendly. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So how does this work? Well, microformats basically, it involves adding extra tags
mm-hmm.
to various types of things, be they videos, recipes, reviews, calendar information,
mm-hmm.
products. They're all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And they enable search engines to show more information specific to that format in search results.
Great.
So that's what microformats are. They'll show up not just with recipes, but also with things like reviews. You'll see little star ratings
mm-hmm.
under the titles. Also with videos, you'll see a
that's
little
probably
thumbnail.
The most common that you've seen is the video ones.
Definitely, yeah. You see a little thumbnail and
mm-hmm.
you want to click on it, right? Because
sure.
it looks cool. And they basically involve tagging the code.
Yep.
With little things. It's saying, this is the picture of the recipe, and these are the ingredients of the recipe that make it easy for search engines to find all that information. So why does this matter? Well, we've really touched on that. Not only does it make it easier for searchers to filter things and
mm-hmm.
get to the information they want and really know what they're clicking on before they go to it, it also makes them more likely to click on that stuff
mm-hmm.
because they see pictures, because they see details, and that's alluring because when you search for stuff online, honestly, you never know what you're going to get, right?
Right.
So the more information you know up front, the better.
Yep. And so HubPages is...
We are about to roll out
yeah.
microformats. I'm really excited about
yeah,
it. It's something that we've been working on for a while. And we are going to enable people to... We've already had video microformats.
Yeah.
So when you publish a video on HubPages, the little thumbnail shows up and people are definitely going to get excited about clicking on that. But now when you use our special layout options for recipes and for reviews of products and places and services, you will also be able to enjoy those micro format benefits.
It's awesome.
Yes.
Plus, so, it looks also looks great within your hub.
Yes. And that's another big thing with the way that we've rolled out micro formats. It helps you to follow a little bit more of a standard layout, mm-hmm. especially with our recipes.
Yeah.
So we have several new capsules, which are the elements of mm-hmm. the article that you create, that we're rolling out for our special layout options that are microformat enabled that just look really cool.
They do.
So we have our reviews capsule, mm-hmm. which allows readers of a recipe to leave their rating of the recipe, mm-hmm. and people are more likely, we've found, to click on recipe results that have good ratings from a lot of people.
Sure.
So it's good to have that there. We have a cook time capsule that allows mm-hmm. you to, in a really simple format, show the yields and then cook time of a recipe. We have an ingredients capsule, an instructions capsule, and one of my personal favorites,
a nutrition capsule.
Yeah, and it actually shows up like a nutrition label you would see on, say, a can of beans. And it looks just like them, and you can see the percentage of daily mm-hmm. value, and you just enter in that information. So, yeah, that's the gist of it. So you get a nice little simple format. It's mm-hmm. it's more streamlined. And, of course, you can add additional information to that somewhere else in your hub.
And also add photos and table capsules and everything else as well to that. So mm-hmm. you have all of the functionality of a normal hub plus this extra.
An edge.
Mm-hmm.
Because people like to click on pretty things. And
yeah.
we're going to make that easy for you. Because if you were doing this on your own, if you had your own website, you would
really
have to,
hard.
Yeah, like you have to go into the HTML and add those specific tags. And I was able to teach myself how to do it, but it's just extra work.
Sure.
And we're taking all that guesswork out of the picture. Just so it's, you can do it and it's easy. Mm-hmm. And we encourage you to use these features because it
absolutely
makes a difference. Yeah. So we hope you're just as excited about using micro formats as we are. And now you can maybe appreciate when you see those special search results even more because you know there's a cool tag structure behind it. It's not easy, and it's one of the cooler developments, I think, recently, well, in the past like 5 years or so, in search engine features.
Sure.
It's very convenient.
And if you have older hubs that you've written on recipes, you can always go back and add.
You absolutely can.
This
can
to
add
it.
Those so, capsules. And in a future podcast, we'll be giving lots
yeah.
and lots of tips on how to best utilize our micro format friendly capsules in recipes and in reviews.
Great.
Mm-hmm. So, well, I hope that you've learned a new word today. I know that I learned about micro formats for the first time only fairly recently. And if you have any questions about other weird search engine features, then just email us about them. Maybe we can help you out and explain what they mean relative to your online writing career. So just send us an email. Our address is podcast@hubpages.com, and we would love to hear from you. Thanks again for listening in.